I'm Tyrone, and this is Talk About It with Keys and Lance, podcast style.
Hey, Tyrone.
Sup, Keys?
You still fucking guys' wives?
Oh, you noticed. Long time I got that one. Right. Cost loan problems on the wife. Keys, open up the show.
Okay. Let me fold my legs like John Brzezinski.
Okay. Any moment now?
Well, well, well. How the turntables? What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Talk About It with Keys and Lance. My name is John Brzezinski. I'm here with my co-host, Rain Wilson, a.k.a. Dwight Schrute.
How the turntables?
Yes.
I'm actually Jim playing in disguise as Dwight.
What? How could you be Jim if I'm Jim?
Who does the face more?
Me.
I look at a camera almost every single day and do the face. Where's your camera? What is that? What even is that?
Michael! Michael! Say Michael. Say Michael.
Michael! Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited fans about The Office.
Yeah, we love The Office.
Love The Office, man.
I started watching The Office about a month ago. Finished all 9 seasons.
Late bloomer, but he catch up dead quick.
Yeah, it's been good.
Hey, that wedding though.
Oh, man.
But what a risk. All you gotta do is watch me. When Dwight turned around and kicked the girl. Well, you know, girl. Go.
Oh man. I was touching. Oh. I was touching.
Yeah, hell. The most sentimental part was the whole image when he, like, you know, the whole memory thing. She's like, oh, my thing is Tony, like, snip.
Cut his tie, yeah.
Yo, shout out to that homie Jim, yo. Shout out to that homegirl Pam.
Love y'all, man.
Love you guys, man.
All right. Let's roll the intro, shall we?
Roll intro. Alright,
guys, so it is another episode of Talk About It with Keys and Lance. It is episode 58, Lance.
Episode 58.
Two more episodes away from episode 60, Lance.
Episode 60.
Now go, Lance. Ugh. Thought you was gonna repeat that to her.
No, I'm sorry, bro. My mind went somewhere, doggy. You know how stupid this whole week has been, bro? All because of one day, buddy. One day. For those of you that don't know, our international audience, our domestic audience, most of them should know by now that we had 3 different sets of protests yesterday in the Bahamas alone. One of them happened to be with the prison officers. They all walked off the job and demanded to see Marvin Dames and demanded to get what was owed to them for about 5 years now. And to no avail. To no avail. And not only that, police officers wrote up tickets for their vehicles. Here's what bothers me, bro. You hear anything about protesting today? No. You hear anything about walking off the job today? No. And I guarantee you, some of them officers went back to work last night. Here's my problem with Bahamian protesting. They do one day of protesting, they call it a day, and they expect to get results. No! No! Stop being dumb. From you did your protesting yesterday, prison officers, and you went right back to the job and did not continue to protest and make your voice heard the day after, you lost. You lost, Marvin Dames won, Hubert Minnis won, and all the other suckers who sitting in power who owes you all, they won. Because you decided to take your foot up off the gas pedal. Day 2, I would have been right back about that. Matter of fact, that evening, I'd still been out there. Matter of fact, hell, after curfew, I'd have still been out there. Play around. Where they can get the rest of the officers to come lock up? Prison officers. You ain't got enough, son. At that point in time, you would understand exactly how serious it's supposed to be. If y'all were serious about it, y'all would have talked a lot way different. From y'all ain't out there today, y'all lose. Point blank, period.
All right. I see a word from Bishop Lance.
Speaking a
good word, man. Sage Lance, sorry. Sage Lance. You ever heard of Last Thursdayism?
Last Thursdayism? Go ahead, explain it to me.
All right. So for anybody that doesn't know, Last Thursdayism is, it's a belief. It says that the idea that the universe was created last Thursday, but with the physical appearance of being billions of years old. So basically, these people believe that the universe, everything was created last Thursday, and all our memories and everything in the universe was already pre-made like this. So essentially, all us was created last Thursday, and we believed that we was friends for so long.
Who's the founder of this belief? Please let me see them. I need to see their face.
Let me find the founder, because it doesn't say right here. I will.
I only want to laugh once, okay? And call me judgmental on this if you will. I don't care at all.
Founder of Last Thursdayism. Look at it right now.
Thursdayism, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, I can't find it for whatever reason. I guess the person wanted to be anonymous.
Anonymous.
For very good reason. Although technically you can't prove that it's a lie.
Last Thursday I was shooting a podcast with you.
Yeah. And
the Thursday before that, I was shooting a podcast.
According to the belief, those were memories already pre-made. So you cannot prove that last Thursday isn't.
So what's going to happen when I prove this Thursday, next Thursday?
You can't prove that it didn't happen, bro.
What do you mean? I have footage of every single Thursday.
Exactly, but the belief is that all these things was already pre-made. So
that doesn't make any sense. I'm making it right now.
How could you prove it, though?
By making it right now.
You can't prove it.
This is why these things are documented.
What belief is factual? You can't prove no belief.
Sure, the one belief that I can prove that's factual.
What's that?
I can breathe.
That's not a belief.
It's a fact, though.
Yeah, so it's not a belief.
I believe I can breathe.
You know you can breathe for a fact. So it don't matter if you believe
What if I don't believe I'm breathing?
So what are you doing?
I believe that I'm breathing.
Any which way, so
you see how stupid it sounds.
No, it's
stupid. It's stupid. Last Thursdayism is stupid. Okay. And whoever believes it is stupid.
And people could say Christianity is stupid.
They can go ahead and say it. There's a lot of things in Christianity that actually is stupid.
Okay. Buddhism is stupid.
There's a lot of things in Buddhism that's stupid as well.
Hinduism
for one,
is stupid.
He wasn't no bald fat guy. Let's talk about it. Go ahead, open up this can of worms. You're talking a lot now.
Oh, boy.
Jesus wasn't no homosexual white guy with a perfect cut goatee and silky hair. Let's talk about it.
He mightn't have been a black man either.
He might not have been a black man either. He might have been from Israel from all I know. You see what I'm saying? Let's talk about it.
He might have been an alien.
He might have been an alien. Because the only things that I know to vanish up in space has been alien ships. Let's talk about it.
And didn't the Bible describe something, I don't know who saw it, was like a burning explosion in the sky or something. The religious zealots, you could help me out with it. You know what I'm talking about. I think it was the Old Testament when they saw someone or something coming down with like a burning explosion. I was like, God talking to them. That sounds like alien spaceship, man. I don't know. Could be wrong. Who knows?
I don't know what the Hindu God looks like. That's me not addressing that part. Because you saying Hinduism, so yeah.
You know it is Hinduism?
I know a little of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know a little of it.
All right. But yeah, that's what has pissed me off with these people in their beliefs. But they just be ready to die. They just be ready to kill people and all these things for stuff that they can't prove. And it's just crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with people believing whatever they want to believe. I honestly don't. But at the same time, don't expect me to hop on your bandwagon. If you believe what you want to believe and I believe what I want to believe, you know what I mean? And we give our reasons why we believe what we believe. That's cool. It's cool. But you don't try to kill no one else for your belief, man.
So what about the Christian Crusaders?
What about the Ku Klux Klans?
Oh.
What about Christopher Columbus?
Oh.
What about the Queen?
Oh.
Let's talk about it.
Oh. Did they kill Princess Diana?
Do we even have to answer a question we already have the answer to? Ask yourself why Harry is no longer in. You know what? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ask yourself why Harry ain't there no more. Huh? Huh?
Well, apparently they were mistreating his wife.
No. How dare this non-aging clone dare open up her mouth and write her. Matter of fact, she didn't even open her mouth. She had the audacity to write a letter. That's punk style, all right? That's a punk style. Oh, you had no idea this was going on, but it will be investigated? Nigga, these nuts. You don't tell the public something that what they want to hear and then move on. Because that's exactly what you do. But anyway, let me see. I was happy when this episode started. I was happy. And I'm trying to remain a happy person.
Bruce. Stay happy. All right. Let's get happy. Let's get happy. What is your simple pleasures in life, bro? Whoops.
Again?
Simple pleasures in life.
Simple pleasures in life for me is chilling, making some good music, relaxing under a shade, drinking some nice warm water, going to the beach, eating some nice earthly food. Simple things. Did I mention making music?
No, you didn't.
Oh, that naturally, obviously, you know, the music thing, like, come on. Without a doubt.
All right.
What about you?
My simple pleasures in life, man. Hanging out with friends and family. Talking a bunch of S-H-I-T. Seeing my son smiling and happy. Chilling out with my imaginary girlfriend. Yeah.
You know, that last part kind of hit home. When I say hit home, I mean hit home for you. I don't know, but if you, like, because you got, like, a number of following on TikTok, there's a bunch of single chicks that are looking for a man. So,
yeah.
You know, you're welcome. I did you a favor.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
So here's my ideal woman. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh. Ladies, prepare to have your TikTok ready. Uh-oh. Let's go. Listen to the almighty keys. The ideal woman of keys.
Ideal woman, you know?
Oh, my bad. The ideal woman for keys, not of four.
You
gotta be cool. You gotta be smart. You gotta be wiser. Oh, pull up. Come on. My bad. But
right. I'll save that for next episode. As I think, man. So you answer simple pleasures. What are your guilty pleasures?
My guilty pleasures is hoping that someone says the wrong thing in the realm of music so I could come at them with music and slap them up musically. I actually enjoy doing that because there are some people out there that believe like they are that when they truly ain't and they have nothing to prove that they are that. And it gives me joy to go after them as soon as they open up their mouth. Yeah. I know that it doesn't justify the whole situation and whatever, but it sure as hell feels good.
Okay. People love worse pleasures, so that's not wrong, that man. For me, it's taking painkillers.
Oh God!
Like I just want feel, you know. So it's
taking. I become so numb. I can feel you.
Yeah, I love taking painkillers. I love watching people
fall. You evil prick.
I like to laugh at people, man. It's cool. It's funny.
You love to laugh at people's misery.
Yeah, I love to see people
in pain. You evil sicko.
But I care for people. I would never not help people. But if you fall, best believe I can take that moment to laugh, whether briefly or not briefly.
And rub out your phone and record them, right?
No, I don't do that, man. Oh, screen guard.
Sure you do. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. Side.
Oh, man.
You need to think about your decisions before you make them. Like,
I love it, bro. Like when you guys fell back in the day.
You know, one of these days you're going to fall. And I'm going to be recording.
Kings don't fall, bro. Remember that. So you want to know a fun fact? You know about Cleopatra?
Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you know that she was a Greek woman?
Yes.
You didn't know.
Yes, I actually did.
You did not know that.
Yep.
You did not know that. How would you know that? How you knew that?
What was this thing we were just talking about killing someone for their belief?
No, but how you knew that? How you knew that she was Greek?
Listen, now you said it. That's you not, don't know that. You don't know that. That's not how a, do you know that?
That's not a known fact.
If I just
everybody thinks she Egyptians. How you knew that she was Greek?
I never thought that Cleopatra was Egyptian, bro.
What?
I never thought that Cleopatra was Egyptian.
Everything cool. Okay, who is she romantically involved with?
Oh, sure. I can't remember the dude name.
How you know it was a dude?
So there's a woman now?
No. That was a dude. He was a famous Roman emperor.
Keith. You know what? I'm going to let you. I'm not doing this for running on today.
All right, man. Julius Caesar.
Okay. Because you're like, how do you know it's a dude? But yeah, it was a dude. His name's actually Julius Caesar. Really, buddy? Really, buddy?
Oh, man. So I went to the doctor today. Sorry, getting a little sneezy coming on.
Guys, for everyone that heard Key sneeze, two sets of things. One, Key sneezes like a child. Two, he does not have the coronavirus. But technically, he does, but he doesn't have what they call COVID-19. And technically, everyone that's actually listening right now, you also all have the coronavirus.
Why would you say that? You first, listen to what Lon said earlier. Lon also said everybody has herpes. Really?
What did you just tell teens about half an hour ago? Read it.
I don't have to read it. I know it.
Read it.
Every cold sore is herpes.
Okay,
but
cool.
But that doesn't
problem
mean that everybody
solved.
Has herpes.
I know about
a cold sore.
No. See, when someone says herpes, right? They think about a full-blown STD kind of thing. You understand?
That's what herpes is, bro.
No, when I say a full-blown STD kind of thing, I'm talking about your schlong dropping off and your vagina's oozing out white. No, that's not the case.
STD doesn't have to be on your genital area. It could be on your finger, your mouth, your tongue, wherever you put in your body part. So you want to put your nose down there and you get STD on your nose.
You had an STD on your nose before?
I never had STI in my life, bro.
How do you know?
Because I don't conduct in sexual relations without a condom.
You know what? I can't see!
Yeah, bro.
Oh, God, the pain. I'm okay. I am okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you are cruising with Keys and Lance. Flight number 99. Baby, we are good. At an altitude at O-Ride. We good. We good?
Yeah, we good.
We good.
Yeah.
Don't ever say nothing like that in your life again,
that's
mate.
Facts, bro. No printer.
Boy.
So, guys, I can't remember which episode it was specifically, but we know Lano said that he would never join TikTok.
I never said that I would never join TikTok.
He vehemently.
I never said that I would never join TikTok.
He degraded TikTok.
Of course I degraded TikTok. It was made by China. I gotta be in support of my homie.
He was actively opposed against TikTok.
But then again, I also gotta think about my career as well.
But now he is on TikTok. He is excited about his views.
I'm not excited about my views. I'm not excited about it.
Did you not come in here and brag to me and teens about how much people watch this?
I didn't brag about it. I just said, hey, so I made a TikTok last night and they were like, why you on TikTok? Oh my God. Why you was a traitor? How many times you? I can't believe you, Lance. You're a traitor to us all, and I hope you kill yourself.
Well, if you do that, sorry. But you also said, but you see how much people looking at this? Why are people watching us, man?
Yes, that has me baffled. Why? I'm a nobody.
So you wasn't excited?
I was not excited.
You are not excited currently?
No.
So you could care less?
Yes.
So why do you post?
Post because I was told by Billy and Greta to do so. Okay. Next post I'm actually going to post is my live performance of Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish.
Okay.
And then I just might quit TikTok after that.
So you're a TikToker?
I'm not a TikToker. TikTokers are people who have TikTok as a career. That's not me.
That's not true.
That's not me. Are you a TikToker?
Yeah.
No, you're not. When's the last time you posted something?
It don't matter. You posted TikToks. I'm a TikToker. Wait.
No, you're not.
Yes, bro. You can tell me.
No, you're not.
I'm a TikToker.
Bro, you have two videos on the thing, fam. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, so I'm a TikToker,
That
bro.
Doesn't mean anything.
What makes a TikToker?
What makes a Facebooker? Let's talk about it now.
What makes a YouTuber?
David Dobrik, bro. I mean, come on.
Just because you don't get paid for something doesn't mean that you are not a YouTuber, not a TikToker.
First of all, I ain't never met a cashier that worked for free yet.
So you only something if you're getting paid for it?
Nigga, yes.
So how are you a man? You're not getting paid for being a man?
Of course I'm getting paid for being a man. Nope. There's no woman alive who could do the things that Lance does.
You're getting paid to be a worker. Hold on. So you being misogynistic now?
No, I'm speaking facts.
So what woman can do as you do?
No woman can think the thoughts that I think, because my thoughts are genuine on their own. Ain't no woman could come into the mind of Lance and be like, wait, I could think the exact same thoughts at the exact same time. It is impossible. It is impossible.
So that's the only thing that women can do?
It is impossible.
So man can't do it either, just to be clear?
No man can do that for Lance either. Okay. It is impossible.
So that is the only thing?
No being in existence can do that for me.
So that is the only thing? Everything else, women can do what you could do. And possibly better.
That's debatable. For both men and women. Simply because of the same thing what I said earlier, mate. Like it kinda connects with almost everything. You know? And I'm not bashing anyone, it's just speaking the uniqueness of each individual, both male and female. You know?
No, I don't know where you're going with this. I don't know, I'm not following.
I'm pretty sure I was as straightforward as possible. I can't do what most women can do, and most women can't do what I can do, and most men can't do what I can do either. When it comes down to what's going on here, it's impossible. That's where I am.
Okay, so aside from thinking your specific personal thoughts
and bringing my thoughts to reality, because they're mine, and only I think of them at the time that I think of them.
No. Not every thought you're thinking is unique. And as a matter of fact, I'd say about 80% of the thoughts you're thinking are not unique.
But at the end of the day, it's when I'm thinking of them.
Okay, whatever.
Are you thinking about the same thing that I'm thinking about right now? Okay. What am I thinking about right now that you're thinking about? Let's talk about it.
Bro, this is not a good argument, so let's...
Nah, you open this can of worms, now you gotta eat it too, son.
No. You said no woman could do what you could do. We know when we say that, we're talking about physical things.
No, I wasn't talking about that physical thing. Did I say physical things?
Okay.
Did I say that?
All right.
Did I point that out? No. Did I point out that exact one physical thing? Did I say that?
No, you're absolutely correct.
I just need to make sure we're on the same page.
You're correct.
All right, good game. Right. Stay in school.
Thank you.
Good on you. What's the matter with you?
Nothing, bro. Come here.
We noticed you be trying to set people up in a...
How?
You been doing that for day one now.
I stalked some Attack on Titan.
Keys is finally on board with Attack on Titan.
I just started watching.
And just like he did with The Office, he speed through every single episode.
Started watching Attack on Titan about 2 weeks ago. A week ago, something. I love it.
You don't have no life. You catch up to all of them right away. What do you mean with Jeffrey Dye?
Greatest anime in history, bro.
What?
Oh. Dude, you was quiet the whole time. The whole time. The greatest anime of all time. What?
You didn't care about religious beliefs. They didn't care about social injustices.
You didn't care about the whole transgender ordeal. But Attack on Titan. Yo, listen to me. Shout out to that homie Aaron Yeager, but I can't wait till y'all get to where I am, B.
Shout out to that homie Captain Levi, though.
The big bad boss himself. Right. The Daryl Dixon of Attack on Titan. For those of you who are Walking Dead fans, y'all know exactly what they're talking about. That's Daryl right there.
Ooh, the guy who shot the 12-year-old girl?
No, that's Rick. That's Rick. Daryl is...
But your mama, she got shot in the head?
Oh, God, Keith. What's the matter with you? You know, Sophia is all grown up now, right?
Why would you tell me that?
I mean, because you just keep bringing up the fact that
she got shot in the head, bro. Oh, man.
You didn't think about your decisions before you make them, you know? Okay. We had one job. Attack on Titan.
Yeah, man. So Captain Levi, absolute beast. Guys, this is a spoiler alert if you haven't reached this far.
I'm pretty sure everyone is past it right now.
I hope not. Captain Levi, not only once, not only twice, although the second time I guess was Ak was there saying, but still, he destroyed.
Beat Zeke three times.
Three times. The Beast Titan. Wow.
I mean, to be fair, Zeke ain't really nobody when you're up close on him. Like, I'm sorry. Up close and personal on Zeke, anyone could rape Zeke. You understand? Zeke.
That's debatable.
Zeke is a buster.
That's debatable.
Like, dog.
If you say that, then you could say anybody up close could break up any Titan, which we have seen is not true.
No. Okay. When you put it like that, fair game. Because some people, they really aren't that skilled. And using the gear. You understand? Some people really aren't that skilled when using the blades. Mm-hmm. You know? But Mikasa could run him down. You understand? Aaron, hell yeah. Done him. You understand?
I don't think Aaron not good with the gear, bro.
Aaron is that good.
Aaron get what? One kill using the blades?
No. He has like four in total under his belt. I know because I've seen this on YouTube. I checked Aaron's body count on Titans, bro. Seen?
Without transforming. I only can recall
one. And this the point when I'm making right here. Why? The count for Aaron, it technically doesn't count simply because he's transformed more than enough times to deal with the Titans. Therefore, to say that, oh, we can put Aaron in a situation of Levi or anything like that, we can. But he just hasn't been given that opportunity as often simply because of his gifts.
Hold on. Let's backtrack a bit. You're not comparing Aaron to Levi.
I'm not saying Aaron has the same skill set as Levi. Okay. I am saying that Aaron could actually deal with Zeke up close to personal. And his human form.
I don't think so.
You understand? So. See, you got to remember, but Aaron's determination when he has that gear on, he's a different monster. But you see what he's saying? Let him that did not have the abilities that he had. Actually, if he didn't have the abilities that he had, he probably would have been dead. Because as we saw in season one, leg, hand, ends Aaron Yeager.
Well, he did that because he was saving Armin. But anyway.
Yeah. And also plot. But yeah, Aaron honestly and truly is a beast. Remember, who all in the top 10 was there? There was Mikasa, Bertolt, Reiner, Armin, Jean.
Is we in for cadets?
Yeah.
Annie.
Who else? Was Marco in the top 10?
Yeah.
Marco was in the top?
I think so.
Marco? R.I.P. to that nigga Marco, yo.
I think so.
Who else?
Sasha? Was she?
I don't think Sasha... Hold on, Sasha did what she was a part of. She was actually a part of Aaron's squad.
Ymir, was she? I think she.
I don't think so. But yeah, the fact that Aaron was actually one of the top 10, every single one of the top 10 could actually hold their own against Titans League. You understand? Every single one of them. You feel me? And you've seen Mikasa's skill set. Like, regular Titans, hands down.
Yeah, she's a beast. Run through them. She's a beast.
You understand? Rhino looked like he could fight a Titan on his own. Like, yeah. without you know, using the gear, period. Like, legit. Beartold. Okay, I'm sorry. I got to vent for a minute. First of all, screw you, Beartold. I hate you. I hate you with all my guts, but you was a fake pacifist. But I am happy that you were devoured. Oh, God.
Spoiler alert.
We ain't catch up, and I don't want to catch up. And you said spoiler alert from the beginning.
Oh, well, yeah.
They knew what it was about when they heard us talking and say spoiler alert. That's why you don't go watching Watch Mojo. Hey, shout out to those niggas that watch Mojo, by the way. Plug.
Me.
Who else was a part of the top 10? But I honestly can't remember all of them.
I don't know. Connie?
Was Connie a part of the top 10? But Connie is a little monster himself. I mean, he suck with the gear, but, you know, he could maneuver.
But let's get the underlying messages with Attack on Titan, bro.
R.I.P. to my homegirl, Sasha, baby girl. I love you, potato girl. I love you. I hope you die and rot in hell, Gabby. And I hope you're reincarnated and stepped on and stomped on and die again.
You got to understand where she coming from,
bro. No, shut up. Piss off, Gabby. And piss off to those people, bro.
All
right?
First of all, she was basically brainwashed as a child to hate some people. The same people that she was brainwashed to hate showed up and killed people that she...
And they granted her mercy.
Yeah.
That was a kindness. Bop, bop. I allow you to live. Now walk away from me. You had one job. Go home. You and be a superhero like your name is Ash Ketchum from Pokemon Advance. Okay, them niggas ain't stomp you out enough. But why can't I beat her? I killed Gabby. Choke Gabby.
She's a little girl,
bro. I choked this little girl. I would choke the hell out of Gabby.
So, okay. Why is Gabby the bad guy?
Matter of fact, Scooter, I'll throw Gabby out the ship. I'll throw Gabby out the ship and watch it.
So why is Gabby the bad guy?
Because she took away my potato girl.
All right. So that's the only reason.
Aaron is the most... Aaron is the biggest victim of the show.
But he just showed up and killed innocent people, too.
What is innocent about any of those people that were in that room?
So what is innocent about Sasha? She killed people, too.
Sasha killed the right people, bro. Okay? There's a difference. My potato girl, she killed the right people, and she granted Gabby mercy for change.
She not only killed people, she didn't want refugees coming to her home when
Why?
The place got destroyed.
Why?
Why? Why? That's wrong, bro.
How is that wrong?
The people lost their homes.
Wait, so. You got to think about the other set of people as well. Because at the end of the day, you still have a bunch of people back there, including you, and all of them back there, including you, got to eat, boy. You got to think logically.
So what if let's
you cannot save everyone with a good mind and a good heart. I'm sorry.
So you wouldn't want to be saved,
bro? If it came down to you choosing you over you choosing me. 11th commandment, look out for thyself. I expect you to put number one first.
No, that's not how
life Even should... if I'm like, yo, but what about me? Nigga, what about me?
That's not how life should be lived, bro.
Yeah. Tough luck. That's exactly how life is.
No.
You understand?
No. And see, that's what they trying to explain in Attack on Titan, bro. You got to stop with the bigotry, bro. Stop just looking out for yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone is a victim of some story. Everybody is the hero in their own narrative.
Yeah.
Everybody have a villain. We got to speak and we got to understand why we hate each other,
bro. Aaron's the hero overall, bro.
How?
Aaron's the hero overall.
How?
He didn't ask for none of this. Even after finding out the truth.
Did Gabby ask for any of that?
But screw Gabby, dog. What you mean, boy? Listen, boy, dog. Okay. It don't matter what you talk to me about. This right. Y'all.
Screw Gabby. Did Ryan ask for that?
But screw Ryan too, boy. What the? Every time he get break up. Every time he get break up, boy, and Beartold, I hope you in hell burning, boy. I don't care, boy. On God, boy. On God, boy. What happened? You understand? And every time Ryan buck Aaron, smock up. What happened? Jokes. Bob and weave, boy. You understand?
So did Annie ask for dinner?
I still don't understand Annie's motive on the whole, but to me, Annie moving like a little sissy who just afraid to move on her own accord.
She basically comatose right now. I don't know.
Like no. Oh, right. Y'all ain't where I am. I keep forgetting that. Y'all on. See, get like me. Catch up. We can't discuss this any further until.
I is a manga reader.
Oh, you know this. You
better than me.
I didn't say I was better than you.
You just said it.
I did not.
You just said it.
Why? Don't do it, Lance. Don't do it. It's exactly what he wants you to do.
So you didn't just say you better than me. If I rewind this podcast, it wouldn't say that.
Rewind the podcast. Right, go ahead. Right. You, I want you to rewind this podcast, but I, Lance, said, Keys, I'm better than you. This ain't Leonardo versus Raphael on a roof in New York, my nigga.
You said, get like me. What's the implication now?
I mean,
I am not at your level.
No. Get like me, read the manga as well. No, there's some things that you could actually learn.
No, because then you would say, Keys, read the manga so you could, you know what I'm talking about. If you tell someone.
Why are you always trying to make someone look like the bad guy? Fam, all my life. What is wrong with you?
But if you tell someone, get like you, you're implying that, okay, you ain't
that doesn't level. Mean you're saying, hey, you know, I'm better than you, dog.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
All right, so if I tell you get like me playing a game or something, what's saying? Get at my level, because right now you suck. I better than you.
It's not saying that.
Yes,
bro. It is not. What is it? And at the same time, bro, when it comes down to certain video games, I am John Cena, and you can't see me.
And I'm Brock Lesnar.
And this is Extreme Rules.
He basically retired John Cena.
He did not.
16 suplexes.
John Cena told him, buddy. John Cena told him at the back. Brock didn't even want to do it. John was like, buddy, we need to sell this match, buddy, because you're about to get this belt. We need to sell this match. I need you to do as much suplex as you can. He was like, you sure? Yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Like, if you know the backstage thing, like how I know this.
So if you know it's scripted, why did you just mention Extreme Rules?
Because you didn't think. You like to compare.
John got break up the whole match, and he magically pull out a chain and punch Brock and F5 one the steel step, and he went, really?
Yeah, buddy. Greatest script of all time. WWE, ladies and gentlemen, shout out to that nigga Vince McMahon.
No, screw Vince. He doing foolishness for
me. Yeah, but Vince, but you're doing a bunch of foolishness, mate. And then he has the nerve to ask people about him watching AEW. You uncultured, bro.
Swine.
I was going to call. Oh, you know what? Good looking out. I appreciate that. Looking out. Sasha Banks, though, bro. Sasha Banks, bro. Listen to me, babe.
You know, I didn't want to see her on Bianca fight at WrestleMania.
I wanted to. What? No. I was hoping for it.
No, because I like the both of them, bro. And it's like
two powerful black women in their prime. Like,
why pit the two black women against each other, bro? Come on, bro. And I don't want Sasha Lewis. I don't want Bianca Lewis. So one of them got to lose.
One of them got to lose. When I see Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair right now in the women's division, I see the female versions of The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. You understand? No, this is me saying what I see in the women's division. I'm not saying I see this in the men's division. In fact, I don't believe any man in the WWE right now, charismatic-wise or even hype-wise, can see The Rock or Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm sorry. Now, there is one man, I believe, who was on their way. Shout out to that nigga, Keith Lee.
What?
Shout out to that nigga, Keith Lee.
You think Keith Lee is as charismatic as either of those guys?
Wait, listen to me. Wait, this is why
you know
about
what charisma
Keith.
Is?
Yes, I know what it is.
He doesn't have charisma. You have more charisma.
But there's the swag that Keith has.
Yes,
that I love, baby.
Very cool
when
guy.
He pulls up, so pray tell, my good friend.
You know, I would say Flick and The Miz have almost as much charisma as them niggas.
The Miz, he has a hype. The Miz, to me, he's a small. Like body wise, he's a small body wise version with a combination of both The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin combined. Here's why I say that. He has enough don't give a crap, or almost enough don't give a crap like Steve Austin, and enough dirty games as early Rocky Maivia. Because remember, when The Rock came back and he turned into The Rock, he went heel. Miz, in his heel state, he always carry on just like early stage of The Rock. You see what I'm saying? So I see the best of both worlds. I don't know what's going to happen for WrestleMania when it comes down to these guys. Do you think it's going to be like a triple threat?
I don't.
The Miz.
Bobby and Drew?
Yeah. Because this one looked like it's hidden.
I was so disappointed that they make The Miz lose already.
Yo, the very next night.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we don't expect him to be the champion for long, but I could deserve it, but he's a cool guy.
I didn't expect him to keep it against Bobby.
Well, obviously.
But at the end of the day, how the WWE scripted that was hella dirty.
Yeah, they do.
From he got counted out, man, them don't see me, dog. Like, catch boy them at the next pay-per-view.
They doing bad.
Like, oh, I don't care how you feeling, like, cramp or not. I'm not taking my chances. Nigga, you going in the ring. Whether it's real or fake, and let's say it is real, too bad. If you die out there, you dying without the WWE Championship. That's basically what they said. You seen boy them like Adam Pearce. He pulls up on the man them and he says, yo, I don't care how you feeling. You're going out there and you're putting the title on the line. And then this waste man, bro. Shout out to that nigga Bobby Lashley, bro. I ain't trying to piss off that nigga. Screw that.
So hold on, that's backtrack. You don't want to piss off Bobby Lashley, but you adamantly saying that you could beat Brock Lesnar.
Yes. Yes. And I'm willing to take on Brock Lesnar.
But not Bobby Lashley.
Bro, have you seen the man? Are you crazy?
What's the difference between them?
There's kings and then there's gods, bro. I ain't trying to play with a god, bro. Okay?
Okay.
The All king right. of Suplex City, sure. I could take 126 of them. Bounce back, fine. You understand?
You could take 20 suplexes.
But I am not taking a spear from Bobby Lashley. But I quit life, buddy. I quit life after that. Honest to God, buddy. All the way. Ring the bell. I quit. Done up. Cancel my contract. I done. I moving on with life. What you mean?
It's best for you.
No, bro. That nigga have steroids and vein popping out his head. This boy look like he's being Super Saiyan mode all the time. This boy look like he's an eye bend nobody. You see what he's saying? He's in the nigga with the third eye, boom. No, bro, I'm not taking that dude on. Nobody's a psycho. He take the finisher from Drew McIntyre and bounce up like it was nothing last Monday. It's like, babe, I'm gonna freeze. Huck two, but you just do it to me.
Brock Lesnar been doing that, bro. How much F does he take from John Cena?
4.
Get up like that, nothing. How much spare?
But he stayed down a lot.
How much spare he take from Roman Reigns?
Wait, but see, the difference is, Bobby bounced up immediately, fam. Brock was down for a hot minute. There's the difference between the king and the god. I'm not playing around with a god. I don't care what you say. Bobby Lashley, I don't want you with that belt right now, but I'm not going to fight you for that belt right now. Maybe in a couple of years, like probably when you're 50 or something, because I know he's a serious, strong 44-year-old man. Ain't nobody put this 44-year-old man on steroids and running the company. Right.
I want to see Brock Lesnar him go for one.
But he been begging, though. He been begging for eons. And every time he beg, so, what does okay. Brock do? Brock punks out,
you
know, and
you,
Brock...
You see what you just said?
What?
A god is begging to fight a king? Look how the god that is.
The king has been acting like he's above the god.
So the god has to beg for a fight? That's lousy.
Begged Jonah to do a job and Jonah dipped.
That's lousy.
Jonah dipped more than once.
That's lousy, bro.
Yes, you're right. You're right. It is lousy of the king to not do his job. No. Right? Bobby leaves. Brock comes back. Bobby comes back. Where is Brock?
You know what I'm saying? Brock don't have time for him.
Yo, Brock's a waste man, bro. Sorry.
You don't have time.
You're for a waste him, man, Brock. All right? You're a donut. And now you got Paul Heyman out here looking like a big sissy. Yes. You have to remember the king, the tribal chief, the head of the table. I slapped the taste out your mouth, Paul. You disappoint me, fam. You disappoint me, bro.
You know what I think would be a good storyline for him to return for Brock? If Roman get tired of Paul Heyman and hit him or something, and then Brock music gets hit.
Done. And he come bouncing and he roll up the ring and he crawl up to Brock. Like he just crawl up there, like, you know, just and one of those and then Brock pets him on the head, right? And then Brock stops. And then Brock's son comes out. And he starts bouncing. And then Brock tells his son, wait, I got this. And he runs in the ring. And he duns boy them. And then his son takes out Jay and Jimmy Uso. And then takes, what's the girl name? Who's married to? He takes the black chick. He takes his wife. And both Brock Lesnar and his son and Paul Heyman walk away into the sunset, bro. And leave the twins and what's this nigga name again? The tribal douchebag in the ring. Matter of fact, no. Leave the tribal douchebag outside of the ring on a broken table and leave one twin in the ring and the next twin outside of the ring. And they all on the floor like, awesome storyline, King. Awesome storyline. Awesome storyline. Okay. That would be awesome. Vince, don't steal my idea. Motherfuck, steal it. We need something interesting to happen on Friday.
Okay, so I think that's about 47 minutes.
We spent how many times speaking about Attack on Titan and WWE? Oh, God. We have done nothing for ourselves. We spoke about every other agenda that is not keys and lots. I can't keep doing this to myself.
So, anything else, Liza? Lance?
I'm going to tell David on you.
It's my boy, right?
I'm going to tell David on you. You want to know what's going to happen? You're going to get kicked off of certain platforms for about 3 weeks.
You can invite me there later. Shoot with the vlog squad. Come on the podcast.
And then the game and I are going to come and shoot up your houses. Drive by.
What?
We're not going to hit anybody. We're just going to shoot up the houses.
That's promoting violence, not to
213 Ironcrad, bro. 213 Ironcrad, bro. I don't know what the hell that was. Guys, all of our social media information will be in the description below. So you know. Hit up boy them.
You got something coming out tomorrow?
Oh flip. My bad. Yes. Wait, hold on. Hold on. By the time you guys hear this, you guys have heard us on Saturday. So yesterday, Friday, I released a video called Soft, attacking cancel culture, PC culture, every other piece of soft culture there is, including the Democrats, Republic, just to name a few. I'm tired of the crap that's going on today, and I'm going to continue to be vocal about it. And that's the bottom line, because Lon said so. So, y'all know what to do, man. Check out Lon of the Sage on YouTube. Like, subscribe, hit that notification bell just to be sure. Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I might do one or two more little duet stuff on TikTok until I actually do my Billie Eilish performance. I think when I do that, then I'm done with TikTok indefinitely. Because that was legit the only reason why I joined. That one performance. Want to help me shoot it?
Sure.
I'm serious. Do you want to help me shoot it?
Yep.
I'm going to give you a tripod with wheels. Do not mess this up. Ladies and gentlemen, Keys cannot. He doesn't have steady arms to save his life.
But it's good for the shaking, ladies, if you know what I mean.
Okay, cool. So, for me, finish dread.
All right, guys. Check y'all later. Bye-bye.
Yo, Joe.